today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Salam. Welcome. This is another episode with a new topic that is greed in Islamic point of view. Today, Tuesday, 26th of Jamadi Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 9th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. This is Surah Munafiqun, verse 10. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَأَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُم مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُن مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ
And spend in the way of Allah from what we have provided you before death approaches one of you, and he says, My Lord, if only you would delay me for a brief term, so I would give charity and be among the righteous.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Man expends alms in Allah's cause and acts upon his religious obligations if he believes that he will die and there will be resurrection in the hereafter. It is in this vein that the blessed verse enjoins the believers to expend alms in Allah's cause. Enjoining the believers to expend alms in Allah's cause herein is interpreted by some Quranic exegetes in the sense of immediate requirement of expending the alms tax and other religious obligations, though the contextual meaning of the blessed verse reflects that any kind of obligatory and supererogatory expending alms is hereby intended, which may serve as a means of man's salvation in the hereafter.
Allahumma ya wasi' al-maghfira, yaghfir li ya Rabb. Allahumma ya wasi' al-rahma.
And we continue our topic from the last episode, greedy from the Islamic point of view. The authentic aim of life is to achieve spirituality. Spirituality is the most important and valuable matter which man can achieve. He who keeps his soul confined to spiritual treasures seldom needs this world, for he gains spiritual satisfaction in the shadow of spirituality, which accompanies him for the rest of his life. Such an individual would not exchange his spiritual wealth for material gains under any conditions. A society which gives priority to economical affairs can never be inclined to morality, which requires complete obedience to the laws of life. An individual who excludes all affairs but the economical ones from his day-to-day struggle cannot adhere to the natural laws of life. Morality, undoubtedly, leads us to truth and organizes all our physical and psychological activities in accordance to the human system.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about greed and its consequences from an Islamic point of view. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "A greedy person is a captor of humiliation whose captivity does not cease. The righteous religion of Islam, which conforms to man's nature, equally distributes between materialism and spirituality. It has therefore chosen a path for its followers that guarantees healthy spirits and bodies. Religious individuals possess wise and righteous spirits, for they understand divine facts. Satisfaction is an unceasing treasure for its possessors, endeavor to acquire only what they have a need for. Those with reason organize their lives and avoid polluting their spiritual happiness with mistaken concepts to collect wealth and lowliness. An individual who is satisfied is happy with what he ethically acquires. This efficient method allows him to reach the real goal of life, that is, moral excellence. In this matter, he achieves real wealth, that is, satisfaction, which brings him harmony and does not need to ask for that which is in the hands of others." Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "It is best to submit and adhere to satisfaction and piety, and to relieve oneself from covetousness and greed. For greed and covetousness are present poverty, and submission and satisfaction are apparent wealth."
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, Hadiths of the Infallibles, Lessons from the Life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
And the question part. Question part: what makes greedy people greedy? One of the factors is addiction, the other one is lack of self-awareness. So, one by one, addiction. Substance addiction, gambling addiction, and other types of addiction can fuel a need for more resources, leading to greed. Overcoming addiction and recognizing the underlying reasons behind it can help with addressing this type of greed. As I told you, another one is lack of self-awareness, yeah? So, a lack of self-awareness can contribute to a person's greedy behavior. It may be challenging to recognize one's own patterns of behavior, particularly those that are more harmful or excessive. Cultivating mindfulness and self-reflection can help increase awareness and reduce this type of greed.
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness,
everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
How to avoid greed? Give yourself a budget and stick it to. When you're trying to avoid greed, it's crucial that you don't spend more than your budget allows. This can be easy when you're on vacation and want some fun activities with friends or family, but in reality, it's important for everyone, not just those who are traveling, to practice good money management at all times. If you find yourself spending more than what's set aside in your budget, take a step back and ask yourself if there is any way around this expense. For example, maybe there is another activity that would be fun. If not, then consider putting off the purchase until later or even canceling it altogether.
So the shaitan, he was so thrilled that human beings invented a concept called money, because he knew this will be his ultimate way and method and strategy to misguide people, to take them down, to destroy them through money, because they love money so much. The Quran says this. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. The Quran says, and you human beings, you deeply, greatly love money. You don't just love it, you are crazy about money. You'll do anything for money. The shaitan, he exploits this. He knows how much we love money and how we're willing to do anything for money. He uses that to misguide us. Now, money, brothers and sisters, isn't evil. Don't think that Islam is against money, against being rich. No. Money in itself is not evil. Being rich is not bad. In fact, sometimes it's good for people to be rich, right? I mean, think about it. Without money, we wouldn't have had this place, right? This masjid that we're sitting right now, it costs a lot of money. All the masajid. Without money, we would have never had this masjid. We could never hold Salat al-Jama'ah and you know, have these beautiful programs that we've been having. So money could be a force of good sometimes. If it wasn't for the donations of people in the community that have money, then you can't do anything for Islam. So money is not evil. We're not saying money is bad. Or else money could work wonders. No one is saying money is bad. Money is good if you use it in the right cause. Use it to advance and further the interests of Islam in America. Money becomes your token to paradise. Khadija, she was a multi-millionaire. She gave all her money for Islam, all her money for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we're not saying money is evil.
All, of course, for this episode of today's special, which will start under the title of greed in Islamic point of view. Inshallah, we continue to know about this topic more and more. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings and have a nice time.
We turn to you day and night, seeking ways from wrong to right. We turn to you in prayer and vow, not knowing all the deeds we do. We turn to your endless favors, increasing in their flavors. We turn to you in sheer delight, for truth never strong to fight.